drop servicing, not drop shipping. So many of you, I'm sure you're familiar with drop shipping, which is basically, you know, selling physical products, okay, without actually handling the physical products. So you are linking a consumer to the manufacturer, and you're never in contact with the physical item. So there's no stocking, there's no warehousing, there's none of that. Okay, and drop shipping has been now trending, okay, because of Shopify, for example. But drop shipping, just like drop servicing, okay, this is a very ancient business model. And for as long as there's been, speaking for drop shipping, as long as there's been a supply and a demand, okay, for a physical product, drop shipping existed. So this is way before the internet. Drop shipping is something that I got involved with way before the internet. Sorry about that. I got Friday the 13th, you know, outside my fucking window right now. Anyway, okay, it's something that I got involved with, you know, way before the internet, and way, you know, even after the internet, but way before Shopify. I mean, when you actually had to work, dropshipping is so unbelievably easy now, because of the autonomy that you get from the internet and from Shopify. But before the internet, just to give you guys a little bit of history, okay, you know, you would have to find, you'd have to locate manufacturers, distributors, and this wasn't something that was easily accessible, like how you could just go on the internet and type in, you know, manufacturers of this product, or, you know, AliExpress or Alibaba, or things like that, that you just have in a matter of seconds. It was never that easily accessible. You know, a real way that you would do it is, you know, let's say there's vitamin, right? COQ10, you know. If you didn't know anybody, okay, if you weren't involved in like a network of other business-minded people, of business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, you didn't have these lists. That's what they were. That's what we would hand around. People would even start selling them. That was a thing too. But it would be like these lists, and these lists would be, it would be contact. It would be access to the manufacturers, both domestically and internationally, that would sell products. And it was manufacturers. So the manufacturers would sell to businesses, which the businesses which would then sell to the consumer. Okay. And eventually what happened is something branched off from that, right? And it went from manufacturer, okay, straight to consumer, which is what the internet is exposing right now with selling, with entrepreneurship. Is we're going from this business model that's traditional, manufacturer to business to consumer, and we're cutting through all of that. Now we're going from manufacturer straight to consumer. That's what the internet is exposing. But for people that didn't own a business, okay, they didn't have access to the contacts, right, to the manufacturers, right? They didn't have access to them. They didn't have the contact information. So unless you were friends or family with a business owner, you these things were really hard to come by before the internet. This was not something you could easily find in a phone book. You know, there was no internet, so you couldn't go on a Google search. It was really word to mouth. And this is really what made traditional brick and mortar businesses very, very successful. And again, because of this switch that we're seeing with the internet, what are you seeing? You're seeing these traditional brick and mortar businesses crumble. That's what you're seeing. And it's because of the access that everybody has now. That's what it is. So let's say you didn't know a business owner, you weren't friends or family with a business owner, and you weren't really in a network of entrepreneurs, but you had the entrepreneurial DNA in you, right? So what you would do is you would find a product, something that you're interested in, like I'm into vitamins, right? Health, vitamins, supplements, right? It's just one of my things. So, boom, I take this every day, COQ10. I recommend it, guys. Recommend you guys take COQ10. This is very beneficial for heart health. This influences mitochondria deep into the cell, which mitochondria is the reason why you're alive. If you have mitochondria that is not working, okay, it's not as efficient as it's made to be, you're gonna run into some real problems. If you're taking medicines that are statins, cholesterol medicines, for instance, you are actually turning off the genes that produce mitochondria. So if you're taking a statin, you should take COQ10. There's two types of COQ10, and that's something that you should talk to your doctor about, which type you should take. So anyway, as you can tell, it's one of my things, right? So COQ10, right? Coenzyme Q10. Let's say I wanted to drop ship this, right? And this is before the internet. This is before the access to the contacts that it's so easy right now because of the internet, right before Shopify. You would take something that you'd want to sell, you'd pick it up, right? So I pick up the COQ10, Coenzyme Q10, I see the brand name, right? Health Mart, right? That's the brand, right? That's the business. You would look on here, okay, for the manufacturer, okay? And you'd be surprised. There are a lot of products that you can pull off the shelf that'll be like the brand, okay? Health Mart, right? But if you look somewhere on the label, usually there will be where Health Mart actually gets this from. Got it? And that's what you would do. You would find that and you would pull up that contact information and you would call. That's what you would do. And you would then develop a relationship. You would tell the manufacturer what your interests are, right? That's what you would do. And they would send you price lists. They could send you a catalog in the mail. This is before the internet. Everything was direct mail back then. They could send you a catalog in the mail. They can give you price lists. And drop shipping, again, wasn't really something like it is now. Drop shipping was something you would share to the manufacturer. The manufacturer wouldn't really announce it as something that they do, like you see happening now. It would be something that you would have to suggest to the manufacturer. And even when you did suggest that, it wasn't that easy of getting an agreement, okay? Again, before the internet, okay, before Shopify, before the access that we all have now, the brick and mortar business model, again, the reason why it was so powerful, the reason why it was something that worked so well is because manufacturers, like, why wouldn't a manufacturer just go straight to consumer, right? You have the items, right? You have them in mass quantity. Why? Why are you selling to somebody else to sell for you, right? When you could just go direct to consumer, which is happening now. And the reason for that is because a brick and mortar business, they're not just buying one item. They're buying wholesale. They're buying a minimum order quantity that's going to fill up their shelves. And the more that these items clear their shelves, the more that order quantity increases, going from a minimum MOQ order quantity to whatever they need, right? So you're talking about manufacturers making tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars per order, depending on the size of this brick and mortar business and what they're selling and how fast they sell. And, you know, health supplements, right? GNC, let's say, right? Like you go to like a mom and pop supplement store, like location is key, right? Like, you know, I mean, it's not uncommon. Okay, you know, these things, this sells maybe $30, right, for a month's supply, right? It's not uncommon, you know, for a health supplement company to be spending, you know, on one supplement, $5,000+ to fill their monthly order quantity. One supplement, and if you go into a supplement store, they have hundreds of supplements. So just wrap your head around that. And you know, they could very well be coming from like one manufacturer, even though they're different brands. That's the other thing. Health Mart, okay? You're buying a brand here. You're buying COQ10, but you're like paying for the brand. This COQ10 that's branded by Health Mart might be the same exact COQ10 that the generic store brand, okay, is also supplying at $15 less. So, you know, just that's business. That's what that is. So yeah, back before the internet, like that's what you would have to do. And it wasn't so easy to get a business to really agree to do drop shipping. The businesses that really were more agreeable were these high ticket items, okay? This was patio furniture, believe it or not, okay? Like that was a big one. So before the internet, right? Like how would you do drop shipping, right? So the way that you would do it is through, I mean, it works, right? Is direct mail. So something that I would do, okay, is I contacted a bunch of furniture, patio, lawn furniture, okay, like, you know, like picnic, like, outdoor, like designer, you know, like you open up a designer magazine and you see like the patio furniture. It's like, you know, you have a barbecue, you have the table, you have the chairs, right? Maybe you have a swimming pool, you have like the furniture that goes with that, like the suntan beds that you lay on when you're not in the pool, the poles with the tents, right, that protect you from the sun, fences, okay, that go, you know, actual patio builds, okay, believe it or not, barbecue grills, right, like just decorative, like statues, you know, just like it just goes on and on and on. Anything that you would put outside that was like seasonal, okay, and it was these high ticket items, you know, that are very profitable. And before you had like the internet, or before people actually like bought things off of the internet, because that's major. I'm young, I'm 30. I'm actually, believe it or not, I am the same age as the internet. That's fucking crazy. The internet has been around for about 30 years, I think, maybe 33. But I'm pretty confident it's 30 years, and they just turned 30 actually last year. It might have been in May or March. Not too sure about that. Don't quote me on that, right? But I'm around this. I'm the era, right? I am the era of the internet. So I don't want to say that I was doing this before the internet, but I was doing this before people actually trusted the internet enough to actually buy things off of the internet. Okay, crazy. Fuck, man. Life is something crazy, man. Wow. So what you would do is direct mail. Like I was saying, direct mail was a big way of advertising. It was a big way to get sales. So you'd get postcards, right? And you would get all the promotional stuff that the manufacturer would send you, which would be the same promotional stuff that, like, you know, a Home Depot would have for these products that Home Depot would sell, right? And if you were a little artsy, You didn't even need to have the promotional stuff. You could literally Photoshop product images. Okay, you could take a Home Depot. These are things that I did, guys. Like, you know, you gotta get creative. You could take like a Home Depot catalog, okay, and completely rebrand it to a company that you're selling the same freaking items at, for, right? Completely rebrand it. So you could take a Home Depot catalog, take one page out of it that's now a postcard. So you can take this macro and micro it. And you would direct mail this, and it would be your contact information. And again, you know, this is before the internet. So did you need an LLC? Did you need these things? I mean, I didn't have one. I mean, did you? I didn't have one, right? So you just line it up with a phone number, okay? You could even put an email address, but I didn't even do that. Again, this is before people actually trusted the internet to do things like that. You know, it's crazy time. So you put a phone number, okay? And, you know, where would you send these things out? I'm blessed to live very close to one of the richest neighborhoods, I mean, in the state. I don't even think it's just the county. I think it's the state. I think it's the entire coast. You know, it's in the top three, you know, most wealthiest areas. So what did that tell me? You know, they're designer friendly. These are the people, when you open up these real estate magazines, when you open up these designer magazines and you see these just ridiculous freaking interiors, you know, and exteriors too. You're like, who fucking lives here? You know, like, who does, like, this is crazy. The amount of, like, just entitlement you just see expressed, like, it's insane, right? Like, who lives, who puts this together? It's like, it's almost like it's a show, like, you're showing off, right? Who does that? And it's wealthy people, right? And there's nothing wrong. I'm a fan of feng shui. My office is not a fan of feng shui, but I'm a fan of, I believe in it, right? So I'm not hating on it, but like I'm blessed to live like, I mean, 5 minutes from one of the most wealthiest areas on the entire coast. And so I saw that as a massive opportunity to at least, you know, give it a shot. You know, are they going to purchase these things, or are they going to go, maybe they have a designer, you know what I mean? Like the same way that, like, you know, they probably have somebody already that does this for them. Are they going to really trust some postcard that comes in the mail that's a little bit colorful? And, you know, like, are they? I don't know. But you know what? It's an idea. I'm going to try it. And fuck, it worked. It actually worked. It was very awesome. I don't do this anymore. I'm more the... I do things on the internet now because it's just so much easier. You know, you run a Facebook ad, and you're in front of fucking 70 plus thousand people in a matter of hours. You know, it's just, I mean, if you can't make money on the internet today, that's not for you. That's just 100%. You need to figure that out. You need to realize that, accept that, and you know, either go back to the drawing board, learn, bend the learning curve of what's preventing you, because it is not only the greatest era for entrepreneurs, just for just to be a human being, it is also the easiest it's ever been. So you know, you don't need a fucking YouTube course or some bullshit like how to make $1 million. Like, if that's what you're getting hooked into, you're never gonna get it. You're just never gonna get it. You know, you want practicality, right? Like, that's what you're looking for. I would recommend that. Here we go. You know, I got Voorhees coming around. All right. You know, what I would recommend is to learn at least the basics, okay, to digital advertising, Facebook, Google, okay? That's it. You just need those two, right? Understand the difference between search-driven ads and interest-driven ads. You know, text ads versus display ads. If you could learn the dynamics to those two, and actually understand your audience, pick up on things that are trending, okay, and find something that you can sell that people actually give a shit about, and you can do that, those things, you're gonna make enough money where you don't have to work a part time or two part time or, you know, three part time bullshit minimum wage jobs. Like, if you're working at a cash register right now, I promise you, you could make that same amount of money, okay? Just with those things that I shared with you. And these things might sound complex, advertising, it's human behavior. And that's where I'm getting with all of this, okay? It's human behavior. It's understanding human behavior. It's there's a thing for that. There's some that are more dominant, and there's some that can learn it, okay? Like, there's some people that are naturally, like, they could just fucking hit a three-pointer 100 out of 102 times, right? And then there's people that can learn to throw a three-pointer, and they can get, like, 60 out of 102, right? One is NBA, right? The other one is just somebody that's good on the court, right? That you shoot ball with on the weekend, right? So which one are you is what I'm trying to get at here. But, yeah, it is. It's insanely easy. So if you're somebody that is working, like, a minimum wage job that like, you know, just is not happy or whatever, right? But, like, you have, like, an interest in something, you can monetize it. You can monetize it through drop shipping. You can monetize it through creating content, like a media company, and pushing products through your content, through affiliate marketing, okay? You know, just building attention, brand, things like that. Or you can go straight drop shipping, right? Like, if you like shirts, like, sell shirts. Like, you know, if you see other people selling things that you like, or you're wearing something that you want to sell, or you're using something that you want to sell, drop shipping allows you to do that, right? Like, if you like video games, like, drop ship video games. Like, become another GameStop. Like, why not, right? And you don't need the physical location. You can build a website, you can produce content, attach it to a forum, build a community of other video game lovers, okay? Brand it to, like, a t-shirt or a sticker or something that is very affordable, that everybody, it's brand, okay? It's a logo, like Supreme, people will buy, okay? You distribute it to these EA video game tournaments, like, you like fucking work, like, it becomes your thing, right? That you show up to, like, every fucking day. Like, you go to sleep to it, you wake up to it, it's your thing. And you drop ship, like, what, like, the latest video game. You drop ship video game systems. You even start on a back end, like, people can trade in, like GameStop, or people can sell, like, used stuff, like, just like GameStop. And it's all on the internet. Like, you could be, like, the next, like, just another IGN. Like, you could do these things, and your skill, like, what the fucking world trained you for, like, you know, is to be a fucking fast food worker. Like, you could be the fast food worker, which the world told you that that's all you can be, because, like, you didn't do good in school, because, like, you thought, right, for yourself, like, you were different. Or, you know, you could break that fucking spell, right, and you could actually start listening to this and start moving with this, right? Like, you can do that. You know, it's not hard. The internet makes it all. If you have a cell phone that connects to the internet, if you have one of these that I'm recording the audio on, right, you have everything you need. 25-30 years ago, everything that I'm doing right now, which is insanely low budget, but everything I'm doing right now, even with how insanely low budget it is, right, this would have cost tens, 20, hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce. And I'm doing it. I don't even need the camera that I'm looking at. I could do this all on my phone. This laptop, right? I mean, the programs that I have in here, the Adobe programs, the shit that lets me do, okay? Forget about connecting to the internet. My production programs, my editing programs, the stuff that allows me to do, and what I pay per year to have access to it is insane, okay, in terms of value, all right? It's very affordable. 30 years ago, this, you would have to go to a fucking production company. You would have to rent out equipment. You would have to pay teams. It was like it would cost serious money that no, not everybody can afford. And now you could literally get started with free. You make an Instagram account, you make a Facebook account, you attach yourself to social media, you create a brand with social media, you engage with your audience, okay? Like that's what you do, and you drop ship and you advertise and you know, like I mean, you could start running Facebook ads, Google ads and things like that. You know, I would say maybe more Facebook ads, that's more interest driven, it's more affordable than Google ads, because you know, Google is very good. Google's search driven, so you're guaranteed to get a result. Facebook, you're guaranteed to get a result, but it's more interest driven, so there's no intention behind the Facebook ad. You're just showing your brand in front of people that might be interested, but they don't have an intention of even clicking on the fucking ad. But they'll click it. There is a result. You will get an ROI. But with Google, which is a search-driven ad, okay, you're putting, you know, if you have the highest bid, and that's where this gets expensive, you're putting your text ad, your shopping ad, in front of people that are actually searching. They're shopping. They're buying. You know, it's are they gonna click on your ad? You know, is your ad gonna come up? And then that's where, you know, you get into like these like that's where finances, the budget really dictates the ROI. But you will get an ROI. So if you're starting out, I would recommend Facebook ads because it's more affordable. Because they also have a different approach. They do it's called CPM, cost per mile. So you'll pay X amount of dollars to reach mile is another way of saying 1,000. Okay, so every 1,000 organic people, users on Facebook that your ad reaches, you pay a certain amount of dollars. And you know, there it's very common. You could start with $50 a month budget to at least get data, okay, to at least see who is clicking on my brand and what are they doing once they come to my brand. You know, that's important data. Once you get the data coming in, you could retarget, and then that's when you really slam down some fucking dollars and you really get an ROI. But the whole point to this is, you know, you don't need to be this. If you have an hour a day and you can Google and you can watch a YouTube tutorial and you can go on Facebook Blueprint and you can go into Google Garage, these are educational free resources, okay, that will show you how to do all of these things. And it is explained very easily, and they have an amazing support team, and it's all free. Shopify also offers free educational courses. Free. Instagram also offers free educational courses to use their platforms as a business. And, you know, just taking advantage of that instead of like watching Netflix, you know, you could really do something great. And 2020 is coming up, you know. I mean, you could really make this a very different year for you guys. All right, so got a little ranty there, but the whole point that I'm trying to get to is that it's never been more possible. It's never been more possible. So, you know, if you're in a place right now that you're not happy with, you know, that's like work related, you're showing up to a job that you like don't want to show up to, but you fucking have to because you got to pay this or you owe that, like. I got empathy for you. I really do. I've been there. I know what that's like, you know, but you don't have to stay there, right? So, time management is key. Time management is key. You know, you're probably working two minimum wage jobs, right? What is that? 16 hours a day at best, right? Okay, you got time. You got time. Don't go home and play video games, right? Like, don't hang out with your other loser friends, right? Like, don't do that. Instead, take that 4 hours, okay? Sleep 4 hours, take that other 4 hours, and fucking learn something. Learn how to do this, you know? Eat that shit for fucking 3 to 6 months. That's plenty of time to at least have enough of the sharpening of the tools in your belt to at least get some data, to at least build a website, to at least start a blog, to at least drop ship, to at least create a pod, like to at least like do something. That the more you add to it, the more you sharpen your blades, the more that you build, okay, it will be only a matter of time before you get an ROI where you're not showing up to that job that you don't want to fucking go to because you have to pay something, because you owe something. Like, you're gonna... It's time management. That's my advice for you guys. But now, going from drop shipping into now this other thing that looks like it's gonna start to become trending, which is called drop servicing. And just like drop shipping, okay, drop servicing, it's also an ancient business model. And, you know, drop servicing is basically, what it is instead of selling physical products, you're selling services, okay? And again, ancient business model, but what may... What makes it so special right now is that it's the internet again. It's gonna evolve this business model, which it has. There's been a lot of people doing drop servicing, you know, with the internet that, you know, it was just completely under the radar. But now it seems like people are starting to talk about it, which I don't know how I feel about, but whatever. It's very lucrative. It's very simple. It's actually very, it's easier than drop shipping. And basically, again, it's not you selling physical products, it's you selling services, physical services. It could even be digital services, and that's where the internet is going to really blow this thing up. Okay, so I definitely see this in 2020 to start to become trending. Okay, and the reason why it's so lucrative and so simple is because you're not just limited to a manufacturer or whatever, you're contracting is what you're doing. So just like a contractor, I mean, that's a fucking business, okay, where, you know, you need some work done around your house, right? You need a house built, okay? You're gonna have somebody that pulls all of these people together that deliver a specific service to build that house, to complete that project. And the way that you're paying them, again, is through contracting. So drop servicing is like the same thing, but it's also different because of the internet. So like, let's say you want to do this digital service, right? Like, let's say you want to sell graphic design, okay? You want to get really fucking specific, okay? And you want to sell graphic design that designs YouTube channel art, okay? You see this being a very niche targeted industry that has very low competition that gets very high search results, right? So that's something that you want to jump into before it gets saturated, because you can make a decent pocket of money. And it's an opportunity for you that as that industry grows and becomes more competitive, you're going to be early to it. So you're going to be a recognizable brand in it, so the competition that becomes is not gonna affect you, okay? Just like any ketchup brand that comes out now doesn't affect Heinz ketchup, if I'm making sense there. Very weird analogy to fucking make, but hope that makes sense. So let's say you're a brand, you want to become a designing agency, a graphic design agency that specializes or even only sells, okay, graphic design that is YouTube channel art, okay? But guess what? You're not a graphic designer, okay? Or guess what? You want to scale. You are a graphic designer. You love designing YouTube channel art, but you want to scale. You want to go from having a few clients a month, okay, to having thousands of clients a month, hundreds to thousands of clients a month. You know, and that's not something that you can fulfill, right? You know, you have time, you want to open up your time, you want to focus more on the relationship building of your business rather than the actual fucking physical work. Then so what you do is you build a website, right? You advertise it. It's a YouTube channel art graphic design agency, okay? You sell these services. It's not uncommon to see these tiered plans, okay? These tiered plans, basic, plus, premium, all priced differently, okay? I've seen one that is, they go $50 for the basic, and you get like one design, right? And then the next one is $100 for plus, and you get like 10 designs, right? And then the next one is like $200, right? Or $300, right? And you get like 50 designs or something, or like revisions or like whatever, right? And it's monthly. It's no contract, but it's monthly. So you can cancel anytime, no cancellation fee, no kill contract fee, none of that shit. It is cancel whenever you want, right? But they're monthly plans. And what you do is you get a client, right? They take you up on your service, and then you go to these places like Fiverr, I should say. I always do that, Fiverr. And you contract these freelancers to provide the work, and then you give that work to your client. And you're charging your client again $50+. And what you can find on Fiverr, it's in the name Fiverr, five, okay? I mean, you spend a few dollars, right? So Fiverr started as this freelancing platform where freelancers would offer their digital services for no more than $5. That's why it was called Fiverr. But now it's, just like a regular platform. You'll see expensive to very, very, that's inexpensive. And that's something that you can do. You could have a full-end marketing agency that is completely outsourced, right? Contracted, and you actually just focus on the communication, right? You do more consulting. You're more of a media company, right? That's first, right? But you sell these services after. And again, you might feel weird about that, but it's no different. It's no different than a marketing agency's supervisor, CEO, or whatever, that has a staff on site. So you that's what you have. You have a staff. You're a company, you're a business, right? But you're contracting your staff. You're paying them on a different model than what is traditional, and it's off-site. That's what you're doing. So there's nothing weird about it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's contracting. It is an ancient business model. It is very lucrative. And now with digital services coming into play and the internet completely evolving business as a whole, this is going to be the next trending thing. It already is been a Again, it's ancient. It's been very, everybody's been doing it. It's just nobody's been talking about it. And I do see crazy big things happening with this business model, because now you can offer these services. You could outsource these services to your community, right? You live in a town and you see a market for copywriting, okay, for local businesses that print ads in the local town newspaper that you're in, right? Okay, you know what? I see a business for that, so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna outsource. I'm going to drop service copywriting for my local town for local businesses that put ads in the local newspaper. And that's, you just get one happy client, and you don't need to pay Facebook ads. It's word to mouth. Okay, they'll bring you clients, and before you know it, you can become like your town's is fucking copywriting freaking aficionado, right? For local businesses, for the local newspaper. And in my opinion, word of mouth marketing and advertising is the best. You're not gonna get that same type of quality with a fucking paid advertisement. And that's why influencer marketing is so powerful. As well, and the reason for that is because of word of mouth or influencer marketing. There is and it bends it's a shortcut. It's literally cutting a hole, okay, into the fabrics of reality and connecting two opposite ends that usually would take a long fucking time to go from point A to point B, but instead it's smashing them together like a fucking black hole in the universe, right? And what that is it's going from service to allegiance. So if you understand marketing, there's generally four pillars to client rapport or retention or relationship, there's generally four pillars and in brand building. The first part is, awareness. Okay, so this is attention. Okay, the second part is like curiosity. You have my attention. Okay, the third, but now the customer or the prospect is curious. So they're accessing your content. They're looking at your products. Okay, and they're gonna sign up for something, a newsletter. They're subscribing. They become a follower, but they're not yet convinced. Okay, they're not yet 100% on you. They're giving you a shot. The third part is okay, you know what? You make sense. I'm gonna buy whatever you're offering. Service, product, whatever. I'm giving you a shot. Okay, here's my money. Fourth part of this pillar, okay, the last part of this system is allegiance, devotion. Okay, this is they're coming back. You are a part of that. They're going to you for whatever you're selling 100% of the time, but even better, they're devoted. So they're speaking about you without you asking them to speak about you. So this is the obsessed sports fanatic that never shuts the fuck up about their sports team. That's what you want. And with word of mouth marketing and advertising, that an influencer, that's what you get. You're not going to get that with a Facebook ad. You're not getting that with a Google ad. You'll get short-term results with that, but that, what I'm talking about, word to mouth, that's long-term, that's forever, that's always. That's a fucking army of freaking followers, right? Those are your soldiers. That you're not getting that from paying. So, you're getting that from giving. Okay, you're getting that from value, from you're impacting them in some way. That is so powerful that they are devoted to you. I mean, it's like a religion almost, if you will. So you satisfy that one business through your copy writing, for example. They're gonna talk to their other network, the other businesses. If they're a plumber, they're talking to their other plumber friends. They're talking to electricians. They're talking to whoever. People that aren't digitally savvy, people that aren't advertising savvy, and they're going, yo, this kid did copywriting for me. I pay him $100 a month, okay, and he's bringing me like fucking sales. He's bringing me thousands of dollars a month, and I'm paying him 100. Like, that's the value there. And they'll word to mouth it, and then it's like a domino, and it just keeps falling, 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 and falling, and it's never ending. You'll have work for a long time, long time, long, long fucking time. And you could branch out. You could start it with one service and branch out and become like a full agency. You started out with copywriting. Now you do graphic design. Now you do logo. Now you do brand building. Now you do content. Now you do advertising. You just add on pillars, and before you know it, you could have a full-end marketing agency that is 100% outsourced. And the only thing that you do is consulting. You are an entrepreneur at that point, which many of you think you are, but you actually aren't. And that's where I'm going to tie all this together. An entrepreneur at that point is taking everybody that is skilled in a particular thing, okay, and bringing them all together, okay, and making them work together well. So taking something from one thing and putting it together to create this bigger thing. So like wheels, okay, to axles, to a frame are just wheels, right? But when you take wheels, attach them to those axles, attach them to that frame, you now have a fucking car, right? And then when you enter that car, okay, the car is now driven, right? So that's like what you're doing as an entrepreneur, right? An entrepreneur might not be actually skilled, okay, in the services that are being sold. What they're skilled in is human behavior. They're emotionally intelligent. And you can learn, you can study human behavior, but you can't learn emotional intelligence. You can get familiar with it, you can pick up on it, but the real way that you develop emotional intelligence is you're born with it. It is a natural ability. We all kind of have it, But what unlocks it is self-awareness. That's what it is. And not everybody has, everybody has emotional intelligence, but not everybody has the same level. Just like everybody can pick up a basketball and at least get one shot in to the fucking hoop. But not everybody is a fucking basketball player. And that's my point here. You know, what really makes an entrepreneur is you know, it's the ability to it's emotional intelligence. It is understanding human behavior. That's what it is. Entrepreneurs, that's their DNA. That's their DNA, and there it is a very unique. It is very powerful. It is very specific. And not many have it, and that's what makes it so unique. Okay, entrepreneurs, they build businesses, they build teams, they take that's what they do. Okay, they're a communicator. They could be an introvert, they could be an extrovert, doesn't matter, but that's what they do. They take polar opposite, they make polarities sink together. Okay, they're mixing fucking water with oil without a problem. There's a real magic to entrepreneurs. There's a magic to everybody. There is a mysticism to everything. But there is, these entrepreneurs are real fucking magicians. I mean, if there is a thing for that, if we're gonna go a little esoteric, you know, entrepreneurs are the magicians, okay? These are the fucking wizards and wiccans and, you know, the spellbinders. These entrepreneurs, there's nothing like entrepreneurs. You can't, there is nothing. I'm sorry. And you know, they are a very small fraction of human breed. They are very, very small, and not everybody is that. And you know, I want to share that because entrepreneurship, just like drop shipping and now soon to be drop servicing, is trending. It's cool. People put it in their profile, they hashtag it, and it gets them laid, and it works, right? But not everybody is that. And you know, it's something that I want to express here, because it's okay to not be that. It's okay that you're not an entrepreneur, right? You don't want to be one. I'm going to be honest with you. Being an entrepreneur is very lonely. It is very tough, and it's not for everybody. And this is why you need to be emotionally intelligent. It's a born given talent. It's a natural thing. Self-awareness, you know, is a part of emotional intelligence. But what makes it so special is the ability to be and observing. Okay, your emotions with yourself. Okay, how your emotions engage with you, how you engage with your emotions. Okay, but also how your emotions are engaged with and by from your environment, with and by from others. Okay, that and just observing it all, right? And what does that is self-awareness. Okay, it is knowing what you are. It is understanding who you are, right? And seeing also that in others, in your environment, okay, in yourself. So that is what connects the mechanics to read human behavior, okay? Body language, tonality. These are things that you could read in a book, but again, it's just some people have it, some people don't, right? You know, if you're into sales, right, and pitches and things like that, that's going to be a big thing, is tonality, right, and body language, right, and you could learn these things. You can go to conferences, you can read a Jordan Belfort book, and you can learn the line system, right? Some people just have it, some people don't. You can get kind of good at it, right? But a natural, right? It's your essence. It's your narrative. It's you. It's your DNA. That's what's going to make you an entrepreneur, okay? An entrepreneur isn't a salesperson. An entrepreneur isn't somebody that, like, generates money, okay? An entrepreneur, the DNA behind it, okay, is the ability to dissect, okay, I mean literally to dissect human behavior deep at its core. Okay? To like that's what it is. And to do that, to remove their ego, okay? To remove their individuality, okay, and do that with what they see in front of them within human behavior and include themselves in that. When they're dissecting and understanding human behavior, they're doing that with what's in front of them, their family, their friends, the end consumer, okay? This is why they're good at selling, because they know what the consumer wants and they know how to give it to them. That's why they're fucking great at selling, right? But that's not why they're, selling is not why they're an entrepreneur, okay? Before there's business, you know, the world that's built, okay, the society, the way that this thing, the way that we get to use it, an entrepreneur fits into this ecosystem, okay, of a world that has been built for us to engage, okay? The way that they come out, the way that they're expressed is through building business, is through putting teams together, is through building, making money, is through selling service, product, etc., right? But before all of that, okay, in nature, okay, in nature, when there isn't a world, there isn't rules, there isn't laws, okay, there is a fucking lion eating a gazelle, an entrepreneur deep at its core is something, okay, its DNA is able to just dissect human behavior. It's emotionally intelligent. To the way it's what it is. Just like a tiger is a tiger, a lion is a lion, an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. And if we're going to, try to identify, like, what the fuck is the uniqueness, right? Because when you look at a lion, you know that that's a fucking lion. So you look at a tiger, you know that that's a tiger. So what are the stripes? What is the mane, right, of an entrepreneur? It's their ability. It's our ability to understand human behavior as if they created it. Wrap your head around that shit, okay? And what that is, what brings from that, okay, is emotional intelligence. You need to be emotionally intelligent to be able to fully understand human behavior. That's my point. And some people, a lot of people, are not emotionally intelligent, okay, to the levels that you need to be, okay? Some people just are not able to understand human behavior to the levels that you need to understand it. You could read a book on human psychology, you could read a book on body language, you could read a book on tonality, you could do all of these things, you could, like, I don't care, it doesn't matter, you're just never gonna fully fucking get it, you're just not going to, it's not your DNA, it's not the codes that make up your DNA that are dominant, okay? You know, you could be visually intelligent, you could be creatively intelligent, you could be physically intelligent. There's all these different types of intelligences. And if you're able to sink in to what your intelligence is, okay, you know what it is because it's what you resist. 99.9% of the time, what you're having a hard time expressing from what's inside of you, that's your intelligence. You fight it for some fucking reason. I don't know what it is, but you fight it. And there's a real stress that creates from that because you're not doing the things that you necessarily feel pulled to fucking doing. Usually because you're trying to fucking make somebody else happy. You care about, you know, the opinions of somebody that doesn't fucking matter. And that could be as close to you as a family member, as a parent, as a fucking girlfriend. Like I'm being straight with you. You know, if they don't care about what makes you, then fuck them. They don't matter. And unfortunately, that's hard. That's a hard thing to, it's easy for entrepreneurs because we get it. We get human behavior. We are emotionally intelligent. So it's easy for us to go, fuck you, right? You don't matter, right? But it's not easy for somebody that's not these things. And then what happens is you get trapped. You get trapped by your environment. You get trapped by other people's opinions. And it's a real fucked up thing. I've been there for sure, 100%. We all have. But people stay.
you know? And what does that lead into? That leads to the 90-year-old man that, you know, is, you look into their eyes, you go volunteer at a nursing home, or maybe you have somebody that you visit at a nursing home, and you go there, you just see everybody there, and they're all fucking riddled with regret. When you see regret in another person, another human being's eyes, there is nothing more motivating, for me at least, to see that, because you're done. You're in a nursing home, you're 90, you're fucking finished. That's it. There is no tomorrow. There is, I'm going to get to this tomorrow. I'll try that. It's done. Over. Game over. And that's real. What gets you there? You're trapped. You trap yourself. You resist too much your DNA, right? So maybe you're not emotionally intelligent, which is fine, right? Maybe you are physically intelligent, right? Maybe you are creatively intelligent. Maybe you are visually intelligent, right? And what makes these intelligence so fucking powerful, okay, one is the person, okay, understanding their level of intelligence, what they're dominant in, right? But connected. So when you have somebody that's creatively intelligent, okay, spinning gears smoothly, okay, with somebody that is visually intelligent, spinning gears smoothly with somebody that is physically intelligent, spinning gears smoothly with somebody that is emotionally intelligent, you get this and whatever other intelligence, I hope you see what I'm doing here, right? You get this insane freaking creation, this insane structure, this insane thing that just, it's legendary. It can change history. It is something that will surpass it's generational. Okay, it's something that books could be written about. It's something that you would learn like in school. It's history. It's insane. Okay, just like how the car changed the way we live life. Okay, the seatbelt, the chair that I'm sitting in, the camera that's recording that. Okay, like revolutionary. That's what you get. You don't get that by being just your intelligence. You get that by being a part of this ecosystem. That's what it is. So, you know, understanding your intelligence, okay, and how to impact that into the world is major, you know, and everybody thinks they're an entrepreneur because they watch like a Gary Vee video or they see some fucking movie that comes out that like pushes entrepreneurship, or they see some drop shipping fucking bullshit video that pre-rolls its ad on YouTube or something, you know. And maybe these are things that you want to try, like that's fine, you know, but being realistic and knowing yourself, knowing your DNA, that's what's going to make it work, okay? Everybody thinks successful is, you know, all this flashy shit. It's not. It's happiness. That's what it is. It's another way of saying I'm happy. That's it. It's sustained fulfillment. That's what it is. I mean, feel that when I said that. Come on. When somebody tells you I'm successful because I made fucking $10,000 this month, because I flipped this house, because I sold this product, because I give this service, I bring value. Like no, there's a bullshit in that. But there's a truth in saying this. It's happiness. Success. I'm happy. I'm successful. That's what it is. Feel it. You felt that. I know you did. Because I feel it coming out of me, right? So like, enough, right? You're not gonna find yourself in what's in front of you. You're gonna find yourself with what's inside of you, and you gotta be able to recognize that. Okay, guys, like you gotta be able to. And clearly, 100%, 99.9% of the time, it's almost always what you're battling inside of you. It's almost always what you're resisting. Okay, like it's just it is. I don't understand it. I don't know why we do this as humans. It's weird. You know, maybe it's because we see all of these different things in front of us. You know, maybe it's because, you know, we see all of the other intelligences in front of us, right? And we live in a world that is trying to define us, right? Through the educational system, through TV, through like all this shit, all of this fucking data coming at us, right? It takes away from the time that we really need to give ourselves, you know? And maybe that's why simple shit always works, right? Like going back to just like minimalism, right? Like that's something that just it works. You know, you leave this world and you go back into nature on a camping trip or something, and you remove yourself from all this static around you, and it's like you reconnect and things just make sense again. Like, what is that? What is that? There's, you know what I mean? So, you know, whatever the fuck it is, you know, it's usually what you resist. And entrepreneurs, they just don't resist it because, again, they are emotionally intelligent. They have they understand human behavior. When somebody's being negative to them, they know, okay, that it's because somebody was negative to them. I'm like, oh, you're just an echoing of how somebody fucking treated you wrongfully. And you're just echoing that into me. Well, fuck you. You know, like, oh, you're telling me I can't do something because you couldn't do it. Like, we just get it, right? Like, and that's why we remove ourselves from negativity and we surround ourselves with positivity, because it's just like, why be around that, right? We see the intent. Like, do you get it? The human behavior. We see the truth. We see past all of the bullshit. Entrepreneurs see past all. We see the good, the pure, the light. Okay, it's that's what we see, so that's what we gravitate to, right? And just it just so happens that this world, okay, has a stage for entrepreneurs, which happens to be business, supply, demand. Like, that's what it happens to be. But in nature, the arena of nature, there is no business, there is no branding, there is no sell me this and supply me with that and solve this problem, and there's none of that. It's emotional intelligence, it's human behavior, it is being able to just disintegrate it. I mean, to the point where it's like we're able to take it apart and put it back together as if we are the creators of emotional intelligence, of human behavior. So wrap your head around that, okay? And you know, what intelligence are you? You know, I don't know. You know, you could be creatively intelligent, you could be physically intelligent, you could be visually intelligent, right? The whole point is we're all a little bit of these things, but what are we dominant in? You need to know what you're dominant in. I know I'm dominant in entrepreneurial DNA. I know I am. I know I am emotionally intelligent. I know I understand human behavior, okay? I know it. It's inherently in me. It's the way that I interact with the fucking world. I just know it, just like you know, right? But that doesn't mean I don't have some creative intelligence. I don't have some physical intelligence. I don't have some visual intelligence. Of course I do. And it's the highlighting of these weaker areas in my DNA, these lines of code of intelligence that I highlight, that I know that that's what I serve. That's the problems that I am solving. I know that these weaker areas is what I need to communicate with so that they can become my strengths. So if you're visually intelligent, that's your dominant, you need to highlight your weaker intelligence, which might be creative intelligence. So you need to start communicating, okay, and interacting and connecting with your weaker intelligence in your coded DNA. Hope that makes sense. So just like lines of, if you can imagine a website, this is for all my website developer friends, okay? If you can imagine a website, okay, you can imagine the lines of code. You're line 233 of code, okay? That's what you are. That's what you are in this giant fucking ecosystem of life. You're line 233 of code. And when you're not in this ecosystem, okay, you don't mean shit as an individual, okay? You don't mean shit. As a line of code, you're nothing. What are you? You're fucking, you're nothing. You're this piece of trash on the floor. Like that, I'm being real. Like that's you. There's nothing. Okay, nothing. You can't. Done. What are you? Get out of here. You're dust. You know, you're a fucking grain of sand on a beach. Like nothing, right? But when you are with
Wow, did the camera just die? SD card full. Oh, that's a shame. So I'll finish it with my audio. Sorry, guys. So if you were watching the video, I'm gonna link you to the audio because the camera, the SD card, just died. Oh, well. Well, I have to come to a finish to this. So again, if you can imagine a website and all of the lines of code that make that website, you know, your line 233 of code in that website. And when you're not with these other lines of code, you're not the website. You don't mean shit. That's what I'm trying to say. So like, as an individual, what you need to remove yourself as, okay? You need to dead the individual that's in you. Like, you are unique and everything like that, but you're part of something greater. You're an intelligence, okay? So as an individual, you don't mean shit, but as an intelligence, you are shit, okay? You do mean shit. And if you can understand your intelligence, what your dominant codes of DNA is, okay? Whether it's emotional intelligence or visual intelligence or creative intelligence, if you understand what the dominant intelligence that you hold, that you are, that you have, you're going to be able to highlight all of these minor intelligences, which you can learn the basics to, but you'll never actually be these intelligences. Okay, you can highlight these weaker areas, because once you're able to highlight these weaker areas, you know now what you need to communicate with. You know now what you need to line your code with. And then you can become a part of this ecosystem, that this website, this thing, this whatever this is that we're all experiencing, you know, in this life, whatever the fuck this is. You know, you once you understand your dominant intelligence, you're gonna be able to understand your weaker intelligences, and that's what you're going to line your coded DNA with, because that's what builds this bigger thing. You know, you could just be a wheel, okay, that's collecting dust in some fucking warehouse, okay, or you could be the wheel to a fucking car. Like, do you get what I'm saying here, guys? I hope so. Yeah, I covered a lot of things here. This was very ranty. I was writing, like I said before, about this, and you know, I just don't know what happened. I just deleted it by accident. I hit select all. It was all on my phone. I hit select all to copy the text so that I can email the text so that I can put it on my laptop, add it to my blog, and really create some micro content off of it. And for some fucking reason, I just hit the X button. It deleted. I don't know what happened, but from that I was able to start doing a video podcast, which I've never done before, which I'm excited to see what this turns into, while also creating an audio podcast. So I'm going to really be able to create some micro pieces of content here for you guys. Thank you guys for listening to all of this. My whole point to this, by the way, I realized I was talking about drop shipping, drop servicing. Then I went into the whole like DNA aspect of like entrepreneurs and everything. My whole point to this is the person that is going to I should say the breed of human that is going to be very successful, okay, very happy, I should say, at drop servicing, okay, just like drop shipping, is the entrepreneur. Okay, can you sell items? Can you drop ship items and not be an entrepreneur? Yeah, you can. Are you going to be happy? Probably not. And the reason for that is because it's going to require an insane amount of work, an insane amount of like just grind that only an entrepreneur really does have. And that's the same thing with drop servicing as well. Drop servicing is more, you know, like this is where an entrepreneur really does shine because this is more human behavior, more emotional intelligence that is being, it's live, it's interacting live. Whereas drop shipping, you're expressing this DNA through advertising that's digital, you're expressing it through a product that's being sold, you're expressing it through content that you add to your social media and your website. There's no real physical interaction. When it's service that you're drop shipping, now you're opening to the real arena of entrepreneurs where their DNA really does shine. And you know, this is because now you're entering physical interaction, and this is where this natural ability of understanding human behavior and emotional intelligence being dominant in this is where you see it as a natural ability. So if you don't have these natural abilities, you know, drop servicing is not going to be something that you could sell services, you could outsource, you could do all these things. Yeah. You're not going to be happy, and that's the point. Okay, success again is not profit, it's not ROI, it's happiness. It's what it is. I'm happy in this. I could do this every day, regardless of what I make, the ROI, regardless of anything. I could do this for the rest of my life and I could be happy. I could be in debt, I can go bankrupt, I could barely afford a car, but I'm fucking happy. This is just what I love to do. I love human behavior. I love my emotional intelligence. I love seeing it in others. I love seeing it in my environment. Like, that's what I love. I love to be able to help others, to be able to see what others want and be able to give it in the best way. Like, that's an entrepreneur. So if you're not these things, right? You're somebody that's creatively intelligent. Guess what? Stay in your fucking lane. Okay, we're all on this this limitless highway, okay? Stay in your lane. If you're somebody that's creatively intelligent, right? Okay, so you're good at and you're just you're good at writing, or you're creatively intelligent and you're good at graphic design, or you're creatively intelligent and you're good at fucking you know, coloring, whatever, you know, just stay in your lane. Micro down into whatever that is, create a service around it, okay? Work for somebody that sells it as a business. Like, do that. Do that. Because if you stay in your lane, you're creative, intelligent, and you stay in your lane, and you're somebody that fucking creates, that can create YouTube art, okay? Guess what? I'm gonna pull up right next to you. I'm in the lane right next to you, and I'm gonna fucking tell you to follow my lead. Follow me. If you can keep pace, you can keep up, and you can follow me, you're gonna have work for a long time, and you're gonna be happy because you're fulfilling. You're doing what your DNA is designed to do. You're creating. That's what you're doing. And I am giving you the opportunity. I am giving you an endless amount of things to create, an endless amount of opportunity for you to create. That's what I'm doing. So you don't have to search for it. You don't have to do advertising. You don't need to interact with other people. You know, you might be socially awkward and all these, like you're not, you don't need to worry about that. You just fucking create. If you're somebody that's physically intelligent, right? Like, you can run a 4-minute mile, like you could throw a football like 100 yards, you know, or you could fucking bodybuild. You're like physically intelligent. You just move in a different way. Your muscle type 1 fibers are just fucking like on another level. Like, that's what you do. That's what you do. Go to the gym every day, right? Like, throw a football. Like, do that, right? And stay in your fucking lane, because I'm gonna pull up right next to you and I'm gonna tell you, hey, if you can follow my lead, right? Like, you can keep up. I'm gonna bring you work for a long time. I'm gonna build a fucking brand. I'm gonna put you in front of an audience. You wanna, like, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make you a fitness influencer. Like, that. I'm gonna make you a fucking digital athlete. That's what I'm gonna do. But you need me, and I need you. We do this, we're an ecosystem. We work together, right? So stay whatever intelligence you are, okay? And be able to, like, number. okay, your weaker intelligences. So if you're primary, if you're dominant in emotional intelligence and human behavior, you're an entrepreneur, right? But what's after that, right? If you're fucking 80%, or if you're 50% that, right? You know, or whatever, you're 60% that. What is 20%? What is 10%? What is 5%? Like, what are they? Because that is what you're going to want to communicate with. That's what you're going to want to network with. That's what you're going to want to like spin gears with. That's what's going to complete your line of code, your section on this line of this coded fucking reality. You know, if we're going to just get into like something weird like that, my website developer friends will understand that. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening to this. This is very ranty, and hopefully it unlocked something into you guys. You know, hopefully you're able to at least have a perspective that is now exposing to you your own bullshit, right? If you're not happy, if you feel like you're limited in something, you know, if you feel like you're not doing what you feel pulled to be doing, you know, if you feel like that you're getting trapped by others, by your environment, and you know, it's you are. That's why. And you need to find out why that's happening. And you know, you need to just trust yourself and listen to yourself a little bit more. And if that means that you got to break pattern and you got to stop doing the same thing, you got to stop showing up to, you got to call out of work tomorrow, or you got to do a no call, no show, and you just got to leave, do it. Like, break fucking pattern and reconnect with nature, reconnect with what's inside of you, and try to get a better understanding. And this time, because we all have done this before, I'm sure, this time, once you do rekindle, okay, stay true to it. Okay, make these like micro steps into that, so that like it's no longer a problem, it's no longer a limitation, it is your thing, right? You know, and if you could just understand again your intelligence, you know, you're gonna stop seeking it. It's you are it. That's it. Like you know, like an entrepreneur knows inherently. I know inherently I'm an entrepreneur. I don't need no book, no fucking YouTube ad, no drop shipping course, no fucking bullshit, no fuck, you know, Simon Sinek is, nobody is gonna be able to tell me what I already know that I am, right? Just like nobody is gonna be able to tell you that you're athletic, right? If you're physically intelligent, you know you're fucking athletic, right? Not only do you feel it, you see it, right? Nobody's gonna be able to tell you that. You know it. You fucking know it. So how can you share that intelligence, right? How can you like push that intelligence? How can you use that intelligence for others, right? And it's by being a part of this bigger intelligence, this universal intelligence that is, you know, whatever the fuck this is, life, the universe, the world, whatever this is. All right, guys, thank you guys for listening. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button. Follow me on my social media. I want to know how this made you feel. I really do. If you did watch the video before it got cut off, you know, let me know what you guys thought about that. Should I do more video podcasts? I'm going to be hopefully microing from the video podcast and maybe getting a little creative with it. And making some micro pieces of content that I do share on social media. But whether you see the micro clips or you see the macro clip, you know, you guys are already familiar with my audio podcast, so I'm not really interested in the feedback on that. But if you want to share your feedback on my audio podcast, if there is a way that you feel I can make it more better for you guys, I'm always open to that, because, you know, that's what makes this work. I'm doing this for you guys. I'm not doing this for me. So if you're a fan, if you're getting value from this, please always let me know how I can make this an even better experience for you guys. All right, guys, I'll see you in my next podcast, and I'll even see you in the comments.